Shivas Nafesh Ois Ois Chavhei. Yeah, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we're going to start hopefully doing stuff on Purim. Hopefully tomorrow Mitzvah Shem will start learning maybe something in the Megillah. I'm not sure exactly what, but start something doing on Purim. For now, today we'll continue with Shivas Nafesh. Yeah, so it says like this: Kishneifel Adam Imadragasa Yada Shemina Shemaimi. When a person falls from his Madrega, he should know Shemina Shemaimi. Kisrachos Itachlis es Karvas. The fact that a person feels pushed away, a person feels rachik, is the beginning of Iskarvas. And we spoke about this line a few times already. Esrachos Itachlis es Rachos. Iskarvas. Alkein Nafal Kadesh Yisari Yosel is Garvla Hashem Isbarak. Therefore, a person falls in order so that a person should be able to get back up and be able to be Miskarv even more to the Rabbanu Shalom, to get even closer to Hashem. And a person needs to know this. A person needs to know that every time he falls, the falling is an opportunity for a person to be able to rise and get even closer to Hashem than a person was before. Obviously, we don't want to fall. Obviously, that's not the Lachatchila. Obviously, we don't want to go into a place where we end up falling. But when we fall, and it's inevitable that it's going to happen, and we find ourselves down, we should recognize that the fact that we find ourselves falling is now an opportunity for us to rise to a place that's even higher than we were before. This is the beginning of a new us. We have the ability to reinvent ourselves, to become bigger and greater. We just have to use the opportunity properly. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is when a person falls, how do you get back up? How do you use this? How do you ensure that this is going to be the beginning of your Iskarvos? The only Eitzah is you got to start again 100% as if you've never started again. Yeah, so for example, a person's trying to work on his davening, and a person's trying to, you know, come to davening every day, and a person davens, and a person comes to davening one day, and then the next day he falls, and he falls, and he's not able to come to davening. So the natural reaction is, okay, a person starts to feel a little bit sad, a little bit depressed about the fact that he tried to come to davening, it didn't work out, he wasn't able to do it, and he starts to feel esrachas, he starts to feel pushed away. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to use that as the opportunity to get even closer. How do you do that? The only way you can do that is by starting again as if you've never started before. And that's the Eitzah. The Rebbe tells us himself that in Chaim Aran, it says about Rav Nachman himself, that he used to start again 1,000 times a day. The person needs to be able to do this again and again and again. I was listening to a share from Rabbi Weinberger, I'm Richard Shmuel Thursday night, who was speaking last night on some Zoom, so I was driving back, so I put it on the car while I was driving. So he was talking about this idea. Apparently there's a question and answer, and somebody was asking him, what do you do when you start off your day and you see at the beginning of the day it's not going to be a good day? It's not. It's just one of those days that's just going to be a rough day. You woke up 20 minutes late and you're running late and your kids, you have to bring them to the busing and they miss the bus. Certain days just start off, even if you wake up on the right side of your bed, everything else is on the wrong side of the bed. Things are not going to go right. And by 10 o'clock, you're ready right off the day as today's not going to be a good day. What do you do? How's a person supposed to recover from that? He said the only way to do that, and this is Mamash where Nachman's telling us, the only way to do that is to recognize that a day is not one unit. The day is not given it to you as one unit. Okay, today, by 10 o'clock, it's not going well. That means the rest of the day is not going to be good. Start again tomorrow. The only way to recover from that is to start again right now, to recognize that every moment, Mechadesh, Betuva, Bechol, Yom, Tamid, the Rosh Hashem is recreating the world at every single second. The Rosh Hashem is giving me new opportunities every second. I don't need to wait until tomorrow to start again. Obviously, the nighttime, Chadashim, Lebekarem, Rabma, Munesecha, the nighttime is a time to be able to recoup our strength and to be able to wake up with the new Eschaskos. But if I live properly, connected to Hashem, Mechadesh B'tuva V'chayim Tamid, I'm able to recognize that every single second is a brand new day. I don't need to have a lousy day just because it started off lousy. Just because at 10 o'clock it's not going well, that doesn't mean that the rest of my day needs to be bad. Right now I can get up and say, now it's 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock I'm starting again as if I just woke up right now, as if I just got out of bed again. If I'm able to do that really, to be Mechadesh myself constantly, to make believe that this is the first time, right? A person has a Kabbalah. A person's a Kabbalah that he wants to get up for Davin Shachris. And he gets through 3-4 days, and after 4 days he falls on his Kabbalah and doesn't make day 5. So a person says, wow, it's not Kashmak. I did it for 3 days and then I fell. What Zakim Nachman, what should you do? Start again. Make believe today's day 1 of your Kabbalah. Make believe the past 4 days didn't happen. Today is day 1. And if you're able to live like that constantly, that every single day is day 1, today is the first day of my aliyah, today is the first day of my growth, and in the day itself, to be able to recognize that every moment is a new opportunity. Mechadesh b'tuva b'chol yom tamid, the Rosh gives me every second of the day a new opportunity to recreate myself. The world I'm living in right now is not the same world I lived in 5 minutes ago or even a minute ago. It's a brand new world which is recreated for me to be able to fulfill the mission that I was put into this world to do, me to be able to live my life. Right? My Rebbe Elephant always says, you know, he used to make fun of and cheer the people that used to call the two dot yidden. Two Da'at Yidden. I think we spoke about this before. Two Da'at Yidden are the Yidden who, it's the middle of the Gemara and they get lost and it's like saves man and they're like a little confused and they're like, okay, they look in the Gemara, they, you know, they flip and they're like, okay, but the next two dots I'm going to start learning again, right? He used to call them the Two Da'at Yidden. He says, those are the worst. Don't be a Two Da'at Yidden, right? What do you have to do right now, today? Don't worry about when we get to the two dots. Today, pull yourself back into the Sigur, pull yourself back into the Indian, and next man I'll be good, tomorrow I'll be good, next week I'll be good, next Rosh Chodesh I'll be good. Zakhtar Nachman, if you're having a bad day, what's the Eitzah? Start again. Make believe that your day begins at 11 o'clock. You've been up for 2 hours already and already went through so much, so many pitfalls. You've already been pushed down to the ground 10 times. Zakhar Nachman, start again. Why does your day have to start at 9 o'clock? Make believe your day starts at 11. The Rebbeinu Shem restarted the day at 11. The Rebbeinu Shem recreated the world at 11. You also restart your day at 11 o'clock. I'm living a brand new day. It's as if I just walked up. If you want to even do this properly, maybe you go to your bed, lay down in your bed, and get out of your bed again. Yeah, at 11 o'clock, you're having a bad day. The first 2 hours didn't go well. Go back to your bedroom, get under the covers again, and open, get out of your bed again, and say, okay, I just woke up. It's 11 o'clock, a schmuck, I'm making believe it's 7 a.m., I'm ready to go. Today's going to be an amazing day. Today's going to be a phenomenal day. What happened before that, that was yesterday. Now I'm back in my bed, I'm waking up again, I'm starting my day again, and I'm ready to make this an awesome day. My day doesn't have to be lousy, because the first part of my day is lousy. Is that a klal gadol? It's a major klal, b'avodas Hashem. I have to start every day again, every moment of the day again. I have to figure out how to start again. And the only way to do that is when I'm connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? We're just talking about this in the Sfasemas we're giving on Purim. The only way to really have real ischadshus is when I'm connected to Hashem. When I'm connected to this world, to Olam Hazeh, and everything's old. Today's the same as yesterday, and I'm running the same schedule, I'm dominating in the same shul, the same bus route that I'm driving my kids to, and the same breakfast, and the same lunch. Everything's old. But if I live in the world of Mechadish B'tuvah B'chayim Tamid, if I'm attached to the world of Achadish Hazel Lechem Reish Chadashim, everything's brand new. Every moment's brand new. Every second's a new opportunity. I'm never stuck, and I'm never stale because of what took place a moment ago, or a day ago, or a month ago. I'm able to recreate myself at every single day. And that's why people get stuck in this world where, you know, they reach like 50, 60, and they say, okay, you know, this is the life I've been living for the past 60 years, and we'll live this for the next 60 years. And it's such a chaval. Just because you've gone through 60 years of life doesn't mean you have to go through the next 60 years of life that way. And this is where the whole idea of a midlife crisis comes from, right? And you can do this as a quarter life crisis, and as a tenth of a life crisis. You can have crises every moment. Reinventing yourself, refiguring yourself out. Is this the life I want to live? Am I doing things the best way? Or can I do things better? Can I reinvent myself? Can I make myself into a better person? When we do that, we're able to do mechadish constantly. Then even when we fall, we're able to use the hisrachos as the beginning of a scarvis, as the beginning of getting close. How? I recognize it's a new opportunity. I can use it again. I can get closer to Hashem than I was before. Pick myself up and restart my day again, restart my life again, my relationships again, restart everything again, and start with the idea of hischadshus. We should be zeichet to do chadash b'tuvah v'chayim tamid.